Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Many years ago, I had dinner with one of the founders of the direct mail fundraising movement. That would be those sometimes really annoying 12 to 16 page letters you get in the mail that draw you in and then convince you to donate a sum of money. From that time in my life, I learned all kinds of things, like the importance of tilting the stamp at an angle, because statistically, the person receiving the letter is more likely to open the letter if the stamp is tilted, not straight up and down. Same for how you stamp your address. Always give it a little bit of an angle if you want it opened. But the best advice he ever gave me was that successful people call their own meetings. Last weekend, we held an event that we do once a year at the music store. We team up with Yamaha and hold a guitar workshop featuring Carl Tostin, a Yamaha-sponsored artist from Seattle. We always have a good turnout, and this year was probably a record breaker. We gave away over $600 in prizes, advertised locally, and a great time was had by all. The event was a reminder that even in rural Humboldt County, if you deliver a quality event with enough incentives, you will get a crowd of enthusiastic attendees. Getting people to show up in Humboldt County is often said to be difficult, but it can be done. And as for the Yamaha artist, Carl Tostin, what a great job he has. For several months out of the year, Yamaha employs Tostin to hold guitar workshops across America, dropping into various music stores and introducing hundreds of people to different ways to play guitar. Tostin is proof that there is always another way for you to make money. The trick is finding a cash flow that runs parallel with whatever it is you are already doing. I wish I could end it on a happy note just like that, but there is always something serious and local that can't be ignored. And the latest concerns the effort to set up what are called needle-sharing stations throughout Eureka. The idea, it might sound good, as it helps give drug addicts access to clean needles, but the downside far outweighs the positive. I have to publicly denounce this effort because one of the proposed locations is next to my store. I mean, of course, where else would they put it? When a druggie uses a needle, the last thought on his mind is safe disposal. In his altered state of mind, the last thing he is going to do is place the used needle in a sharps container and stow it in a safe manner. The pro-needle-sharing people, they might mean well, but they don't understand that the used needles will simply be thrown to the ground and will be discarded without a second thought. The effort to give out free needles will only enable drug addicts to get that much closer to their next fix. The answer to the hard drug problem is to roll up the welcome mat by enforcing camping laws so there are no places for addicts to easily shoot up. The answer is for the city's code enforcement personnel to continue putting pressure on the slums where these drugs are being sold and used.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.